AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Remarks by GOP presidential candidate Mike Huckabee on the SiriusXM Patriot Channel, in which he criticized President Obama for the Iran nuclear deal, is causing a firestorm in both political parties.
He would take the Israelis and basically march them to the door of the oven.
President Obama, asked about Huckabee's comments at a news conference in Ethiopia, said they were part of a pattern of attacks by 2016 Republican presidential candidates that would be considered ridiculous if it weren't so sad. He said such issues as the Iran nuclear deal deserve serious debate, not outlandish statements.
The American people deserve better. Certainly presidential debates deserve better. In 18 months, I'm turning over the keys. I want to make sure I'm turning over the keys to somebody who is serious about the serious problems that the country faces and the world faces.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton says she's disappointed by the former Arkansas governor's remarks.
I find this kind of inflammatory rhetoric totally unacceptable.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who chairs the Democratic National Committee, says Huckabee's statement was grossly irresponsible, and she called for him to apologize. Joe Jackson, the father of the late Michael Jackson and patriarch of the musical family, has suffered what appears to be a stroke while visiting Brazil. He's hospitalized in the intensive care unit of a São Paulo hospital. One of the organizers of a party that brought Jackson to Brazil for his 87th birthday says he's doing well. A strong earthquake has rocked Indonesia's easternmost province of Papua, but there are no immediate reports of injuries or damage. This is AP Radio News. House Republicans are calling for the ouster of the head of the IRS.
In a letter to the president, House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz says Commissioner John Koskinen should be removed because he's obstructed congressional investigations into the targeting of conservative groups by the IRS. He alleges Koskinen failed to comply with a congressional subpoena, hasn't testified truthfully, and failed to preserve 24,000 emails related to the investigation. The IRS disputes the allegations, saying the agency and Koskinen have been cooperative and truthful with ongoing investigations. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The Boy Scouts of America today ended its blanket ban on gay adult leaders, while at the same time, though, allowing church-sponsored troops to maintain the exclusion for religious reasons. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.